Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. A large new study conducted in China by an international team of researchers has found that exposure to polluted air reduces intelligence. Not by a little, but by a lot. The study found that exposure to seriously tainted air, the kind that is breathed by 95% of the world's population, is associated with a subsequent significant drop in test scores for proficiency in language and arithmetic. As reported almost nowhere in the corporate media, but in full by the Guardian of London, polluted air can cause everyone to reduce their level of education by 1 year, which is huge, said Zi Shen at Yale School of Public Health in the U.S., a member of the research team. But we know, he went on, the effect is worse for the elderly, especially those over 64, and for men, and for those with low education. If we calculate the loss for those, it may be a few years of education. The loss of a year's education is an approximation, of course, and an average. Cognitive damage was found to be much worse in men than in women, worse for the elderly, and proportional to the length of exposure. Previous studies have blamed air pollution for 7 million premature deaths a year, global climate change with all its associated droughts, wildfires, inundations, and migrations, increased mental illness in children, dementia among people living near busy roads, elevated mortality among people with mental disorders, and so forth. But not until now has anyone suggested it makes us stupid. This, of course, explains everything. Donald Trump, of course, was raised in Manhattan, breathing some of the world's foulest air. With not much of an IQ or an education to start with, it is now glaringly obvious how Trump ended up with negative numbers in both categories. It's obvious, too, now what has happened to the cognitive abilities of the American voter. The more they breathe, the dumber they get. We knew, of course, that air pollution was bad for us, but we accepted the blandishments of the polluters when they said it was a small price to pay for the lifestyle to which we have become accustomed. No pollution, they smiled, then there will be no electricity or air conditioning, no meals ready to eat, no vacations in Pango Pango. As we accepted 40,000 mangled fatalities a year as the price of driving cars, we accepted the deaths of millions and probably the end of civilization as a small price to pay for living large. But we didn't know there was a feedback loop. We didn't know that the longer we lived large, the dumber we got, and the more likely to accept the ever dumber blandishments of the polluters, to turn a blind eye while they made us dumber yet. So if you've been wondering how it could possibly have happened, that we have come happily to a place where we are charging the cliff of extinction like the proverbial lemmings, led by people with IQs lower than their shoe sizes, now we know. Like I've always said, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.